Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler the...
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And right now we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, be sure to download the Devil Radio app from Apple and Google and carry us with you and for our website, 24/7, your favorite shows. A lot to talk about today, and we're going to get right to it. One, I think, disturbing development involving Joe Manchin's conduct in not only saying that he won't even consider amending the filibuster on a case-by-case basis, but also standing in the way of voter reform. And some journalists pointed out, and this is an interesting tidbit about Manchin, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which really represents businesses, had stopped contributing to Manchin 10 years ago. And Manchin has consistently declined in the vote in West Virginia, not entirely his fault. West Virginia is flipping red, massively red. But in the last election, he only won by 3 points. Suddenly, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has now revealed that they are going to start contributing to Manchin again. And that was exactly at the time when Manchin announced that he would not touch the filibuster at all, even for individual legislation, even for voting rights legislation, even to get rid of gerrymandering. And if you take a look at polls in West Virginia, there's no sense, there's no reason behind what he's done. More than 50% of West Virginia voters overall support changing the filibuster. 79% of voters in West Virginia, including a large majority of Republicans, support the For the People Act, which is to standardize voting around the country, make it honest, make it legal, make absentee voting possible, and get rid of gerrymandering. So in his home state, his own home state of West Virginia, 79% of everyone, including large majority of Republicans, support SB1 and HR1, and he opposes it. He's flat out opposed it. Says it has to be bipartisan. But the Republicans are not bipartisan. They've introduced legislation in 48 states, and some of them have actually gotten through the legislative process to restrict voting. In Georgia, it is a crime to offer water to a voter who is feeling faint in the line waiting to vote in the sun. In other states like Texas and Arizona, very tough restrictions on mail-in ballots, very, very tough restrictions on mail-in ballots, very tough early voting. All sorts of restrictions, for instance, making it a felony for poll workers to offer assistance to voters under some circumstances, mailing them ballots, that kind of thing. And the average poll worker doesn't have a lawyer. The average poll worker is not a lawyer. And so, as a practical matter, poll workers are going to be deterred from offering any assistance. They're gumming up the polls. So, what's bipartisan about that? What's bipartisan when Moscow Mitch becomes majority leader? He selectively suspends the filibuster for anything he wants to pass. So how can Manchin now say we want bipartisanship? They've signaled by their actions that they don't want bipartisanship. And 79% of the voters in the state, including large majorities of Republicans, support the For the People Act, SB1. More than 50% of West Virginians support changing the filibuster. He could support suspending the filibuster on a case-by-case basis, like for voting rights and infrastructure, not have to go to budget reconciliation, not drag in the parliamentarian, and achieve the Democratic objective, which is the people's objective, which is the country's objective. And suddenly he's not doing it. He actually sponsored legislation in the past to change the filibuster. He actually sponsored legislation in the past on voting rights. And suddenly he's flipped, and right as he flips, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says we are going to stop our 10-year ban on business contributions to Manchin, and we're going to restore them now. Everything that Manchin is doing is designed to get him reelected so he has six more years in the Senate. He doesn't care how he does it. And the fact is, he's making a terrible mistake. What he's doing is sucking the enthusiasm out of Democrats in West Virginia to go door to door for him and to really go the extra mile. Republicans are not going to vote for him for this. If they're given the choice between a real Republican and a fake Republican, they'll go with the real Republican. They'll go with a QAnon Republican. And the sad thing is that Manchin did vote to convict Donald Trump on two impeachments on Ukraine, and also on January 6th, the insurrection, and now he's flipping. Well, first of all, he's already been there. He's already been there for a long time. He doesn't have to be in there for much more. And secondly, if he gets another term, great. He's already made his legacy, and all he's doing now is really sullying his reputation. We're going to a break. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.